You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's known as the Night of the Grizzlies, and it happened in Glacier National Park more than 50 years ago. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, the repercussions of that incident are still being felt today, especially for women.
Back in the 80s, Caroline Byrd worked for the U.S. Forest Service on a seasonal trail crew just outside of Yellowstone National Park.
You know, here we were out in the wilderness for 10 days at a time.
Doing really hard labor, she says, that was super satisfying. One summer, she stayed on late into the fall. It was hunting season.
And that's when we ran across this hunter's camp where the hunter had left his, he's just put his groceries inside the wall tent. He left.
Byrd says the hunter had gone back into town, and while he was away, a mama bear and her cub had ransacked the camp. Bear encounters were rare at the time. That's why a special agent came all the way from Colorado to investigate.
He was aghast that women were working in the backcountry where there were bears. And we were like, no, that's not the issue. The issue is this hunter left his food and bears got into it.
That's when the Forest Service told Byrd and three other women on her crew that they would no longer be able to work in bear country. And here's the kicker. While they were on their periods.
Why are we getting restricted like this when this has nothing to do with the fact that there are women on a timber crew working in bear country?
The women were outraged. So they wrote to the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Office in Denver, and the policy was rescinded shortly afterwards. But where exactly did the idea that menstruating women are at a greater risk in bear country come from? That goes back to one fateful night in 1967, the night of the Grizzlies.
There was the two attacks in Glacier National Park where two different women were killed by two different grizzly bears on the same night.
That's Kerry Gunther. He's a bear biologist for Yellowstone National Park. He says the attacks caused the National Park Service to start enforcing regulations for how campers stored food or anything else with an odor.
But it also sparked speculation. Having two fatalities in one night was just so rare that people were groping for a reason. And one theory that came about was menstruation might have led to these two fatal bear attacks in Glacier.
Only one of the women killed was on her period, but the theory stuck. That's why decades later, Caroline Byrd and her female colleagues were told they couldn't work in bear country while they were menstruating. And why, in 1988, as a graduate student in environmental studies, Byrd tried to debunk the myth.
I ran a whole statistical analysis of, is there anything out there that shows that bears react differently to women than to men? And, it came out really strong that no, bears do not respond or react or in any way change their behavior based on the gender of the person that they're encountering.
This lack of definitive evidence remains true today, but so does the myth. Versions of it are easy to find. Just ask some women on the University of Wyoming's campus.
I've heard that with swimming in the ocean, with sharks and stuff.
No, I mean, I've heard it before, but I think as a joke.
Oh, I actually have heard this.
And it's possible Yellowstone's website may not be helping. It does have a whole page dedicated to menstruating women in bear country that cites Byrd's statistical analysis, but it also says women can take precautions if they're concerned, like using tampons instead of pads. Margaret Seeley is a reporter that has written about the bears and periods myth.
I do feel like the way it's worded on the website right now is problematic.
The website also references a study from the late 70s that tested how polar bears would react to menstrual blood in different scenarios, like how a caged polar bear reacted to a used tampon versus other odors. But both Byrd and Seeley say the research methods were flawed, and Seeley says including the study on the website perpetuates the misconception.
It's continuing to support and promote the myth that polar bears or bears are attracted or affected by menstruating women, which again is different than a blood-soaked tampon.
Seeley is an avid hiker. Before her own reporting, she was pretty sure that being out in bear country while menstruating was dangerous. And she says fears like this keep women out of the woods, and that becomes an issue of quality of life.
I don't belong in this air-conditioned office. I belong out in the world, and I belong in nature.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
I want to thank all of you for joining us today for Idaho Matters, especially those of you who gave us some listener comments on Facebook. Appreciate your interaction always. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright, associate producers, Hannah Kardowski. Our social media intern is Ethan Weber, and our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music, it was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Tuesday. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.